me up. Can't hear anything. Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, March the 28th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour on the Flipside edition on this Wednesday. The Flipside brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. As we speak in, watching breaking news from CNN about a major fire going on in a Houston office building. Two top floors, judging by the pictures, heavily engulfed in flames. Have no idea what it's all about, but we'll keep you informed if anything untoward happens. Quick check of the financial markets, which were... Well, they were kind of nervous today. Why? Because Ben Bernanke was speaking to Congress. Stocks fell today after the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke chided investors who may have looked past long-standing concerns about inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial fell almost 100 points for the third straight session of declines. Dow ended down 96 points at 12,300. NASDAQ off 20 at 2,417. In the metals complex, gold had a high today of $670, but closed at $667.70, up $4.40 on the day. Silver, a big winner on the day, up 18 cents at $13.46. Platinum up $8 at $1,244. Palladium up $2 at $3.57. Crude oil, just under $64 a barrel. And you'll be greeted by $3 a gallon gas before I make my next trip to Round Rock, Texas. It should be this weekend. U.S. dollar index hanging on by its fingernails at 82.76, down 19 basis points on the day. 276 points away from the test of the plunge protection team. During his speech before Congress today, Ben Bernanke was quizzed by, yes, the Honorable Ron Paul. He asked him an important question. Needless to say, Mr. Bernanke ducked the question, but that's to be expected. Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. As some of you may know, may not know, I keep very odd hours. And there was something that happened in after-hours trading last night that I had to keep on refreshing my financial page just to make sure. Occasionally the worldwide internet, things go wrong and numbers are, for whatever strange reason, numbers tend to be a little confusing from time to time. Sometimes wrong numbers show up, and so you automatically think to yourself, well, it's just, it's a computer glitch. There's something going wrong here. Last night, the price of crude oil went to $68 a barrel. Bear in mind where crude oil closed today at $64 a barrel. What was going on? Now, I thought, and I went to bed thinking to myself, it was just a bad tick. Bad ticks happen. I've gone to Kitco and I've seen the price of gold at $2,000 an ounce. Obviously, it was a bad tick. When I got up early this morning, realized it wasn't a bad tick. Rumors had been spreading overnight about a military confrontation between Iran overnight, which it was just a rumor. I mean, just think about this. This is how your financial future is in the balance. A rumor caused the price of oil to shoot up $5 a barrel. And the rumors that came in at after-hours trading yesterday that sent oil prices above $68 a barrel in a matter of minutes was obviously the rising tensions between Iran, a male oil producer. The West has created a potentially volatile situation in the Middle East. However, prices did fall back by the time I got up, because obviously these rumors were dispelled that there had not been an attack in Iran, either by the British or the U.S. As you know, the U.S. has a major naval operation and war games going on in that neck of the woods. But it just illustrates how wiggy everybody is about the events unfolding in the Middle East. Now, on this very program a few years ago, Al Martin made a rather bold prediction that we would never see $400 gold again. And his exact quote to me was, "Robbie, you will never be able to buy $400 gold again in your lifetime." When he made that statement, gold had just gone from $430 to $406 or $407 an ounce. The probabilities of gold having to fall under $400 at that point in time was exceedingly good. But Al Martin made the tough prediction that you'd never buy $400 gold again. He was exactly correct. This time last year, your host made a similar bold prediction that you wouldn't buy gold at under $500 an ounce. And I missed it by that much. Well, there's someone else that's entered into the fray of predicting gold prices, and John Embry has now officially laid his prediction on the table that we will never buy gold at sub $600 again in our lifetime. Question is he correct? Now, before we get into John Embry's latest article, which you can find on Republic Trading Group website, articles entitled, "Is It Time for Gold to Go Ballistic?" Let me get back to Ron Paul and his statement today to Mr. Ben Bernanke, where it's unfortunate in the questions and answer periods that their congressmen have when they are questioning Mr. Bernanke, because it's kind of a funky system. They have 5 minutes. They allow to ask questions in that 5 minute period, but usually what they do is they give long-winded political speeches, and then they just, and sometimes they don't even get a shot to ask the question because they run out of time. Ron Paul obviously understands clock management, and so he gives his speech first, but he always has a question for the head of the Federal Reserve. Today he was talking about the money supply figures to Mr. Ben Bernanke, and he was saying to him how even though the Fed has stopped issuing its M3 money supply numbers, there are many private organizations out there that are still projecting M3 money supply. And it seems, according to these independent sources, that the Federal Reserve has been increasing the money supply by approximately 11% per annum. And by the way, the question he asked Mr. Bernanke, he just wanted to find out if the quote-unquote White House Working Group, otherwise known affectionately on this program as the Plunge Protection Team, had coordinated any efforts prior to the last 400-point decline in the Dow, to which Mr. Bernanke replied, "We didn't do anything, but we did have a few phone calls about what our position would be, and we did nothing." Well, if you believe that, you'll believe anything. Anyway, this brings me to John Embry's article today entitled "The Time for Gold to Go Ballistic Approaches," and he also deals with the money supply figures as one of the main reasons why we are going to see gold go ballistic. First of all, he points out something that I missed. It It went by the host. I wasn't paying attention at the time, but it was an important thing that he brought up. He says, a fascinating occurrence took place in the gold market at the end of February, and it went virtually unremarked at the time. According to data available on the website of Canadian bullion dealer Kitco, gold made an all-time monthly closing high of $669.35, eclipsing the previous record of $666.75 at the end of September 1980. I suspect it went unnoticed because most observers tend to focus on the spike high above $800 per ounce, which was a two-day phenomena in the middle of January 1980. Gold subsequently corrected rapidly and closed the month at $653. And for those who follow monthly charts, this was highly significant bullish development and represents yet another stage in gold's relentless rise. However, it attracted the attention of the powers that be, who most certainly do not want gold to stand out as an obvious alternative to the paper money. Which, by the way, just adding a sidebar note, you can find another article from Bloomberg News on republictradinggroup.com that deals with the nearly perfect fake dollars coming out of North Korea that is complicating the talks between the U.S. and North Korea. Well, how much funny money is out there? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it's all funny money. The ultimate, once again, referring to John Embry's article, for those who, as you said, follow the monthly charts, this was a highly significant event when gold broke the 1980 high. However, it attracted the attention of the powers that be. We're rereading this just simply because I forgot where I was. He says, the ultimate dilemma is captured in the words of the venerable investment letter writer Richard Russell, who recently observed that a government can get away with the illusion that paper is wealth. But in the end, too much paper is always created, and with that action, the illusion falls apart. Well, that's fine when governments create wealth, but what happens when other governments create wealth? OD wants to address that issue. Anyway, Mr. Embry continues. He says, nevertheless, the central banks and their allies continue to battle mightily, and in February resorted to aggressively shorting gold on the COMEX to the extent that the open interest reached a record high. Then a crackdown on speculation in China triggered a 9.6% decline in Chinese stocks in one session. The contagion in world markets created an environment in which shorts could once again rout the long speculators who at this stage must feel if they are being beaten like a rented mule. Will we be able to buy gold at sub $600, you ask yourself? Well, then hold your breath. We'll be back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Welcome back, my friends. We are talking about a article that is causing a lot of interest around the net. John Embry saying the time for goal-to-go ballistic approaches. And by the way, John Embry is chief investment strategist at Sprout Asset Management. Sprout Asset Management has billions of dollars in assets and obviously heavily invested in gold. So there's a slight bias. Let me just correct myself when I said, Al Martin predicted we wouldn't buy gold under $400. I said we wouldn't buy gold under $500. I should have meant $600. And John Embry is just simply confirming what I said, although I was wrong, by about $30, because gold actually went to $565 in June of last year. But as John Embry continues, talking about the recent $50 drop in the price of gold, which was all due to the shorts, which one can speculate who the shorts were. Were they central bankers? Was it the White House working group or the plunge protection team? Seeing gold getting out of control obviously scares central bankers and governments, because something's going wrong with the currency. Anyway, John Embry says the result of the shorting of gold in February was resulted in a $50 drop in the price of gold in less than a week. All sorts of various commentary appeared explaining the carnage, but once again it was purely and simply another blatant example of the big boys throwing their weight around. Fortunately, It means absolutely nothing in the long run, and in the short term, it ensures that central banks are going to use up their rapidly shrinking gold reserves much more quickly. I firmly believe that gold has moved to a new plateau, just as it did in the 1970s, and is highly unlikely we will ever see prices fall below $600 an ounce again. Way to go, Mr. Embry. I always like people when they make strong predictions. He continues, he says, I suspect time will confirm that gold's correction in the summer of 2006 from the high of $730 in May to $565 in late June represented the last significant change that permitted investors to buy gold appreciably below $600 an ounce. The new floor is now in that area, and the upside potential is at least several multiples of $600, which to my mind represents a pretty good risk-reward ratio. In reality, it isn't the price of gold that changes, but the value of the paper currency in which it is denominated. I have made the case many times that paper money is being seriously debased, and I think my position is strongly supported by the recent spat of money supply growth numbers that have emerged from around the world. The idea that the world is awash in liquidity is certainly reinforced by the following annualized growth rates for money supply. Now, bear in mind, Ron Paul said to Mr. Ben Bernanke today that an independent group has continued to publish the M3 money supply in the United States because the Federal Reserve decided not to do it, and they estimate that the annual money supply growth of M3, in other words, the amount of money the Federal Reserve prints, just like the North Koreans, is rising by an appreciable 10% per annum rate. The Eurozone's money supply figures of the same period was up 9%. United Kingdom was up 13%. China was up 15.9%. South Korea was up 10%. Australia up 13%. Russia up 48%. A group in the U.S. has gone to the trouble of reconstructing the discontinued M3 data and concluded that in the U.S., M3 money supply is rising comfortably more than 10%. In light of these numbers, should it really come as a surprise that gold is under steady accumulation? Hello? However, the crux of the matter is still the availability of central bank gold to plug the yawning gap between demand and mine and scrap supply. In that regard, the position of the U.S. is critical because the U.S. Treasury allegedly controls the largest gold reserves on the planet. This has been a myth, my friends, that's been going around since World War II. The United States is the world's largest holder of gold. Is there gold in Fort Knox? We don't know. And as Mr. Embry says, irrespective of all these statements about how much gold the U.S. holds, there are questions about whether the gold is really there, given the fact that there hasn't been a public audit of U.S. gold reserves since Eisenhower was president in the 1950s. That's interesting. We'll be back to conclude with Mr. Embry when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look from you.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking about a thing that's always been contentious amongst gold bugs. For many years, is there actually really any gold in Fort Knox? First of all, look where Fort Knox is situated. In a major military base surrounded by tanks and all kinds of things. It is so closely guarded, it is most probably even tougher to get into Fort Knox than it is to get into the White House. Or any other government installation. I bet you it's even tougher to get into than those new plants in Roswell, New Mexico. In the 70s, there was such human cry about whether or not there was gold in Fort Knox or not that Congress actually demanded a visitation to Fort Knox. Surprisingly, in the dead of night, many trucks showed up at Fort Knox the day before the tour of Fort Knox by many distinguished members of Congress in the 70s. And much to their surprise, there were bars and bars of gold. After they left, the next night, a convoy of trucks departed Fort Knox. Where did they go? Nobody knows. Was it real gold, or was it gold bricks. Once it transported back to the mint at, the U.S. got many mints. Denver Mint is a big holder of U.S. gold, and then the West Point Mint is another big one. As a matter of fact, the West Point Mint is even more securely guarded than Fort Knox's. So this has always been a question. Does the United States actually have any gold? Or where is all the gold that we were supposed to have had after World War II? You see, by and large, many people out there automatically assume, and then this is the most bizarre thing, a lot of Americans, 80% of Americans, don't know that gold was an illegal commodity. Many Americans still believe that silver is still in our currency. I remember when the Sacagawea golden dollar came out, people were buying hordes of them because they actually thought there was gold in them dollar coins. Where is this gold? Well, as John Embry says, adding to all this ink, intrigue about whether or not Fort Knox had any gold was the change in the naming in 2001 that affected 94% of the Treasury's gold. Until earlier that year, the reserves held at Fort Knox, West Point, and the Denver Mint were categorized as gold bullion reserves. Then they were arbitrarily redesignated custodian gold bullion. The ink was barely dry on that designation when in June of that year they were reclassified as deep storage gold. Given the speculation about whether the reserves are still physically in place, this exercise in semantics raised the red flag among skeptics. If gold indeed was there, why not classify it as gold bullion reserves, as had been the case for decades? Invoking the term deep storage gold led some to suggest that the U.S. had been active in a program of gold swaps whereby deliverable bars of gold had been swapped for gold that has yet to be mined. Only the U.S. government officials directly involved knew the answer for sure. But given the rampant chicanery in the opaque world of gold, this certainly raises suspicions and reinforces my view that we are very, very close to that key moment where there could be insufficient central bank gold available to meet mounting demand. And as I've said before, that is when the gold price is going to go ballistic. My friends, I am unabashedly biased towards the noble metal. You can call me any day of the week, and I will tell you today is a good day to buy gold. It's my bias. I have no qualms in that. I feel very strongly about that. I do not care about minor movements in the price of gold, whether gold goes up $20 or $30 at these levels. I know ultimately where it's going to go. History may not repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme, as one noted smart person once said. And it is inevitable that at some point in the not-too-distant future, all the chickens are going to come home to roost. As I mentioned to you, we now find out that the real angst between America and North Korea is not their nuclear program. The real angst between America and North Korea is their printing of super dollars. The Secret Service cannot even tell the difference between Korean super notes and the real thing. Do we know how many? I mean, think about this. If you've got a printing press and you can not only fool the Secret Service, how long do you think those printing presses in Korea were running the same amount of time as the printing presses at the Federal Reserve? Of course. So the question is, as the story gets out, people are starting to worry about, well, do I have fake dollars in my account? Was I hoodwinked in any way, shape, or form? And rather than speculate whether you were hoodwinked, what's your first reaction going to be? Let me get out of dollars. Let me convert the dollars. They may be funny, but let me convert them while I can. You've got a worldwide movement to get out of the dollar. Why do you think Russia's M3 money supply has grown by 48% in Russia? They advise their citizens to get out of dollars. You see, because Russians for many years didn't have faith in the Russian rubble. And so they accumulated dollars, put them in their mattress account because they didn't trust banks. And nobody knows how many billions of dollars are stashed in Federal Reserve notes in Russia. It's the reason why Putin has been telling his citizens to bail out of the dollar, buy rubles. The only problem was they didn't have enough rubles to meet that demand, hence the increase in the money supply in Russia. Paper. I mean, think about this. These people have effectively, over many years, convinced people that paper is worth something. A piece of paper is actually worth more than the real thing. I mean, that just boggles the mind when you think about it. How is that even humanly possible, that intelligent people who understand history can be so hoodwinked by this? It's bizarre. And I think Mr. Embry is exactly right. But then, you know what my bias is. I don't think you will ever buy gold at under $600 an ounce. And I think the opportunity to buy gold at these levels is a steal. I know a lot of people, well, I should have bought it when it was $250. Well, you know, that time's gone. It's past, it's over, get over it. You ain't going to see that again. And what's gold done since George Bush got into office? It's basically gone up, you know, $350 an ounce. Is the new president coming in 2009 going to change any of the policies of George Bush, even if it is Hillary Rodham Clinton? Of course not. Because they tapped into the system. They will defend the system till its dying day, till they can't defend it any longer, when the public exit. In large droves, this scam called fractional reserve banking. We are only seeing the early stages of the unraveling of 100 years of deceit. No fiat currency has ever survived more than 100 years. No currency. Well, the dollar be the first fiat currency to survive 100 years. Well, we've got 6 years in which to find out, my friends. And 6 years is not a long time. 6 years goes by in a flash of light. Are we going to resolve anything in the Middle East anytime soon? Of course not. Heard the president today, he was actually quoting from blogs from Baghdad. The news is so bad out of the Middle East, the president now has to resort to anonymous blogs saying how things are improving since the surge began in Iraq. Streets are safer. People can now walk around free of fear of IUDs or sectarian violence. CNN's got a reporter in Baghdad. He's been there for 4 years. His name's Michael Weir. He's an Australian guy. And he was questioned by Wolf Blitzer yesterday, because Senator John McCain came out and echoed the same thing that Bush said today in his speech. Although Senator McCain didn't quote a anonymous blogger from Baghdad, he just came out and stated that the surge is working, everything is fine, we have to stay the course. And besides, people are walking around freely in Baghdad. Even General Petraeus takes an evening stroll around the streets of Baghdad. Well, Michael Weir, who is there, said that he's not sure what Senator McCain has been smoking lately, And if he wants to come down to Baghdad, Michael Weir would be more than welcome to go walking in these neighborhoods that John McCain is talking about, because since he's been there for the last 4 years, he hasn't seen that neighborhood. So we continue this lies and deceit. Everything has been a lie. This whole war has been a deceit. When we look at this latest revelation, like it's a big shock or surprise, about Tillman and his death in Afghanistan. I mean, and I caused a lot of enemies. I mean, I even before Pat Tillman got whacked, we had the Jessica Lynch debacle that the Department of Defense wanted to sell to America, that here is this 19-year-old chick. She shouldn't be in the Army in the first place. Women shouldn't be in the military. That's just my position. If you want to rag on me about it, fine. I hold my position on that one. But anyway, not only is that a fiction to have women in the front lines, but here you have Jessica Lynch in the media, and through the Department of Defense sold to America that Jessica Lynch went down fighting, firing off her last clip of ammunition as Iraqis were storming her position. It was BS of the highest level. I mean, it just reeked of BS. And I said as much at the time. Needless to say, I got a lot of heat. And they used that as a tool to recruit, obviously, innocent young 19-year-olds. Well, look at this. Chick can do it. Why can't you? Look, we've got chicks out there that are like Rambo. Then Tillman came along, and they sold us the same line after Pat Tillman. The thing that blew me about it, because even after it became, and it wasn't soon after that it was obviously established that he died from friendly fire, here in the state of Arizona, right down in Bank One Ballpark, or a Sun Devil Stadium at the time. We got a new stadium now, but at the time, the Cardinals played at Sun Devil Stadium. They had a big memorial for Pat Tillman. All the muckety-mucks were there. All the brass were there. All the generals were there. John McCain was there. And even though the stories were going around that he was killed by friendly fire, here was this big memorial to Pat Tillman where they reiterated at the time the same lie. So if they're going to lie about all these things, isn't it safe to assume that everything else they have said is a lie? This is why the president has no credibility any longer. It's a lesson that your parents taught you when you were a little kid about crying wolf. You know, he could come out tomorrow and say something that could be true, but nobody's going to believe him because he's lied so many times in the past. And it's just a microcosm of the situation we find ourselves in today. Right now, you've got meetings taking place in the Middle East, where Arabs are trying to find a solution to the Mideast problem. And it all comes back to the same question that nobody wants to touch, Israel. And unless you address the Israeli problem, you ain't going to address any solution to the Mideast. This talk of wanting to spread American-style democracy in the Middle East to make America safest is hogwash. They don't want any Western ideals in any way, shape, or form. Their ideals are different to ours. They have a different belief system. They have a different God. They have a different everything. They have a different culture. They have a different belief system. You ain't going to spread democracy in the Middle East to make America safer. And then these idiots, I mean, they are idiots. Anybody who believes in the lie that if we don't fight them over there, fight them over here, please give me a break. Even Khrushchev was smart enough to realize that attacking the United States physically was a no-win situation. That's why he decided, rather than attack the United States, we're going to destroy it from within. Any country with any resemblance of sanity knows that an attack on the United States is ludicrous. Why? Because even though there are some states that don't allow it, there's still a whole bunch of states that still allow a concealed carry. And besides the fact, I mean, you want to talk about a guerrilla movement, you want to talk about an insurgency, can you imagine what would happen if some country actually decided in their insanity to invade the United States? Come on. And unfortunately, if you're one of those people that believe that, well, you're going to have to go stare at yourself in the mirror and slap yourself about the head because you've just been conned. We'll be back.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, I don't know whether it's a sign of early senility, but I actually thought there was a whole other segment. Looked up and I went, oh, no, we only got one segment to go. 1 hour goes to today's 1 hour went by really fast. Just a short note to let you know, Jeffrey Bennett will be in the big chair tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. And then once again, I'm on a road trip. I don't fly, I drive wherever I go. And I'm in a mood for another road trip, so I'm heading off to the mothership, Round Rock, Texas. I'm going to endeavor to find a new route to go. Pretty much there's only two ways you can get to the main two routes to Round Rock, Texas from Arizona is down the low side through El Paso, through Fredericksburg, which I always enjoy going to Fredericksburg because I can stop off and get a Vienna Schnitzel and a dark German beer. Yes, the diet of beer and steak. Or the other way is to go through Albuquerque, Amarillo, where I always stop for one of them big steaks, you know, the ones where they challenge you to eat a big steak, and if you can eat it all, you get it for free. I've never tried it. I wouldn't. It's half a cow. But I'm going to try and find a new route, just something different. Besides, got a weekend in which to make the journey, so I'll give that a shot. And obviously keep an eye on the gas prices along the way. Maybe the last road trip I take for a while, because maybe on my way back next week, gas will be $4 a gallon. The way things are going. Seems inevitable that this administration is itching for a war with Iran. The reason for a war with Iran is take everybody's attention off Iraq. And the situation is so tenuous, anybody can make a stupid decision and it could perpetuate the whole thing. I mean, I couldn't believe a $5 jump in the price of gasoline last night is just an indication of how wiggy the financial world is. And I mean, it was a rumor. That's all it was. Somebody came, and where did it come from? Who knows? Someone went down on the trading floor and said there's been an attack on Iran. Gold goes up $5. Let me tell you something. If there was an actual attack, not only would oil be up $5 in after-hour trading, oil would be up $20 in real-time trading. Because we are dealing with a certain place in the world that is extremely important to the delivery of petroleum products to the West. Well, my friends, hope I didn't scare you too much. I will leave you with what I always say. If you wiggy, buy gold and lots of it. We at Republic Trading Group are here to help you. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Till Friday. See you, bye. Thanks, brother.